From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Governor Jay Nixon wants Missouri lawmakers to uphold his veto of a controversial gun rights bill that would have eased regulations on anyone trying to receive or renew concealed carry privileges. He told reporters on Thursday in Sedalia that the gun rights bill would rob local sheriffs of the right to deny a concealed carry permit to someone deemed a threat to the community.
In certain situations like domestic violence and others, if a local sheriff thinks that there's too much heat right now in a relationship to allow one of them to be walking around carrying for a few months, then he ought to have that power to do that.
Nixon also wants lawmakers to uphold his vetoes of bills that would have created more tax breaks, as well as requiring photo identification for voting. Missouri's veto session is scheduled for September 14th. Republican gubernatorial candidate Eric Greitens often recounts on how he volunteered in Bosnia by helping children separated from their families by the war in the early 1990s, but the refugee camps he visited as a college student in the summer of 1994 were actually in neighboring Croatia. The discrepancy is notable because Greitens' campaign is built largely upon his remarkable resume as a former Navy SEAL officer and as a humanitarian who helped the downtrodden around the world. Greiton says he often cites Bosnia instead of Croatia because people better recognize and understand what happened there. Defense attorneys in the wrongful death lawsuit by Michael Brown's parents cite recent rampages that killed police as a warning against expanding who can see unredacted grand jury transcripts related to Brown's death. A St. Louis federal judge agreed in June to let no more than two attorneys for the defense and each of Brown's parents see transcripts of grand jury proceedings involving former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in Brown's 2014 death. St. Louis County grand jurors cleared Wilson of the murder. Brown's mother is asking that three more of her attorneys be allowed to see the grand jury's transcripts, but attorneys for Wilson and Ferguson say that widening such access could make the sensitive information, including names of witnesses and officers, more prone to leaks and hacks, and thus could endanger those people. Southeast Missouri State University is offering gender-neutral bathrooms at the request of gay rights leaders. The Southeast Missourian reports that the LGBT Advisory Board and the LGBT Advocacy Committee came up with a plan to create 35 gender-neutral restrooms around campus for about $60 to $70 each. A former president of Pride and member of the LGBT Advisory Board said that the process, quote, was as easy as changing the sign on the door. The LGBT Advisory Board hopes the efforts will open doors for future changes around campus. One of its more recent projects is trying to get preferred names on student IDs and class rosters rather than using certain students' birth names. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.